So now that's on, and just restart the camera. All right, so when you are doing a quick assessment of a person, you're basically doing a chakra assessment. When a client comes in, you want to ask questions in each of the chakras. Sometimes when you know their profile, you know basically where they're going to be working. Okay, we know, you know, that the charismatic leader and the emotional intelligence specialist are going to have second chakra issues, very different second chakra issues, but second chakra stuff is going to be up for them around managing emotion, willpower in the two strong qualities, and also in the team player, they're going to have third chakra stuff. Everybody's going to have some heart stuff, but it's like when you are assessing them, you can look at it and say, well, generally that's what's going to be happening, but you need to address them, what's happening right now, what's happening in their life, and learning how to do that, learning how to see the chakras. You're literally looking at the chakras when you're doing assessment, okay? So Lisa's going to be my client here, and we'll sit on the table here, and so the first thing I do is I look at Lisa as she comes in the door. All right, she comes in for a session with me, or she's a client. It doesn't matter whether you're doing healing work or just this is a business client. She comes in, and I'm assessing what's happening. I look at her body shape. I look at how comfortable she is. I look at her eyes. I'm looking for whether she's paying attention to me. Is she a team player? Is she sort of held? Is there a rigid rule keeper quality to her? You know, Lisa sits down. It's like, oh, so now I immediately feel, I sense that, you know, I see her body where she's comfortable in her body, she's comfortable with me. It's like, okay, you know, so I'm feeling team player already. Okay. She also has a lot of energy. So I'm like, well, there's probably some charismatic leader there, but it's sort of like she's really present with me. She's not coming in guarded in any way, shape, or form. So just the first body assessment. So feeling that she's solidly here. Okay, that would take her out of thinker. Okay, so I'm looking at, you know, she's solidly here, she's present, and she's attentive. Okay, which would take away rule keeper attentive so the rule keeper would be attentive in a, we're about to do some very important work here. They're very attentive to detail. Okay, but they're not going to be.
What's a knowledgeable achiever coming in?
Though? Knowledgeable achiever is coming in. You have them teach you. Nobody shows up out of defense. Okay, so, and especially when they show up, they're going to be in defense because you're about to put them into mommy-daddy, you know, or child-adult relationship. And they're going to, and whatever it is going to come up, their defense will come up. So you're going to see their defense. And so you need to know how to work with that. So what we're starting with is just sort of the basic, how are you, great seeing you, you know, the most important thing you're asking is, what do you like to work on? I often like to say, you know, we do amazing work. We do some fun things here. But if I could fix anything in your life, if I had a magic wand, I could fix anything in your life right now, what would it be?
Well, I might need help with that, like, spectacular train wreck that is my life right now.
Okay. So now she reveals the enforcer. Okay. Now, but what we want to find out, we want to ask questions.
It's really impressive.
So right away, I'd want to say, okay, tell me about the train wreck.
I'm getting divorced.
Okay. And what's happening in that? How is that a train wreck?
It's hard with the kids. The kids are upset.
Right. Okay. All right. So you really so. If the kids weren't involved, you wouldn't have as much problem with the divorce.
No.
Right. So here's her team player. So we established within one statement who she is, what her basic profile is. So the way she talks about her life as a train wreck is that little piece of charismatic leader. And her highest priority are the kids. A lot of people, when you talk about their divorce, like, that bastard. You know, charismatic leaders, it's going to be that guy. It's his problem. With thinkers, it's going to be, I'm getting a divorce, but I'm fine about it. I have some strange reason. I'm just like, so you want to find out what's happening. So, all right. So you can sort of, so just within a few minutes, you get sort of what's up, what's going on. Okay. Just ask a few questions about that, and they reveal themselves immediately. All right. So then what we're going to do is we're going to be doing energy work. And when we do energy work, we're working with you at every level. And so the issue we're going to be helping you bring back into balance is this feeling like your life's a lot of control and that this fear that you can't protect the kids and they might not be able to handle this and it's going to be really difficult emotionally for you. So we need to work with your chakras and if they don't know anything about chakras, you just explain. It's your body, it's your emotions, it's your sense of self. We'll be working at all those things. So I just have some basic questions I want to ask you that we can go on. Now, you can either tell them that or you can just start with the questions, which they'll just answer and they'll be telling you. So the first chakra question is, how are you doing in your body? What's going on with your body?
I have queasy feeling in my stomach, and I can't eat anything, and my lower back hurts.
Okay, so she's telling you that in her body, she's already telling you where the chakras are. Okay, that's going on, and she's actually present in her body. So once again, we've got a profile here that kind of can feel. So she's a feeler. It's like, oh, here, I get queasy. She actually had a description for it. She didn't say the ball in my stomach. You know, she didn't say, and the knowledgeable achievers will often say, the stomach's doing this, the lower back's doing that, you know, the knees are doing, you know, it's like they discuss themselves in parts and so she was very much able to feel, so she's in her body. So her first chakra, she's telling you where her pain is. All right, second chakra.
Her body, is that team player or charismatic leader or both?
One of each.
Are team players usually in
their body? Team players are, yeah, they're really solid. They're really solid. But team players are often, so what I would ask you, knowing she's team player, I mean, we don't want to get too far into this, but it's sort of like, is it really like a stuck feeling, a queasy feeling? Is it like you're stuck in your life?
No, it's more like a pukey feeling.
Like a pukey feeling, like you've got something that you're not saying and really has to get out?
Yeah, kind of queasy pukey. Like,
okay.
Like, unsettled. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's bitterness. Not sure.
Okay. So she's able to kind of, you know, work with this. So the next question we're going to have is, so we got the physical, and of course we know that these two areas are very emotional. So it's like, so what's been going on with you emotionally? So how does that, how do you feel? Because sometimes physical ailments can be triggered by emotional stuff. This divorce has really got you emotionally. What's happening? What's going on emotionally for you?
Well, it feels a little like a roller coaster. So I feel really sad, and then I feel really anxious, and then I feel really relieved. Repeat. Like a little
cycle.
Right. Just kind of goes, depending on what moment I'm in.
Right. And now this is where you can actually bring a little humor into your client. So she said she's got a queasy feeling, and she said she's on a roller coaster. So now you can kind of like, you bridge things. So now you're bringing the first chakra and the second chakra. It's like, oh, yeah, that queasy feeling. Isn't that what happens when you're on a roller coaster? You know, so now you're starting to sort of bring her into this realization that we're going to be linking these events in your life. These things you're having are parts of the emotions. So then you're going to chakra 3, and you just work right up through the chakras very quickly. Now we know it's you're not really asking questions about what the issue is. We know it's the divorce. Now we want to make it personal. It's like, what's going to happen? What are you worried about right now? She said she had anxiety. What are you worried about right now about you? What's going to happen to you in this divorce?
I'm a little worried about money, financially, what's going to happen to me. A little fear of the unknown. I'm a little afraid of being lonely.
Yeah, and so we also know third chakra is about self-esteem. And so it's like... You know, it's all, you know, you can, you, and the worry about money is also, is there a feeling like, is, can there be sort of a feeling like I didn't, you know, I've sort of failed this, it's kind of like I should have done more.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I feel like a loser.
Okay. All right. So she's got this and when someone says they feel like a loser, you don't say, yeah, good. You know, yeah, you know,
one
you would want to...
One divorce is just research. Two divorces, you might be a loser.
Right. Yeah. So what's happening is that there's, so you can really feel that that queasy in the third chakra is really what she's really having here is she's having a real problem with knowing who she is. So we're really honing in on a chakra to work on here. All right. So then we move to chakra four, and so now we know. She already said it's about the kids. So her relationships are really important. How is this divorce going to affect, you know, your children, your relationship with your soon-to-be ex, your parents? How is this affecting all the people? How is it affecting your work?
It's a lot of turmoil. You know, it's a lot of change, and everyone's upset about the change. And I worry about my ex. I worry about how the kids are going to handle it because this is their third divorce, if you consider their dad's two divorces. My ex, soon-to-be ex's mother had a stroke when she found out.
Wow.
Like, literally, had a stroke when she found out. So that, it's sort of, I'm worried about the collateral damage.
Right. And so now we're going to bring the fourth chakra and third chakra together here. So is it possible that you're focusing on all of their stuff is a way for you to avoid that you are really hurt about this and you really, that it really needs to be
so.
More about you?
I think it's more that I feel guilty that I made a choice for myself that I feel good about, but it's hurting other people.
Right. Okay. And so you're not going to argue with them about, you know, so it's like, so she hung on to her team player just then. Okay. You know, I tried to turn it back to her and a team player is going to say, it really wasn't about me. It's that I'm really disappointed in them. Okay? Lisa's doing a beautiful job here holding on it. So this is very common for team players. You're going to keep trying to turn it back and say, okay, what if we could work on realizing that you need to take care of you in this? They're going to be like, no. It's until they're taken care of, there's no me. And so you know already that at the heart is going into the actions, and so that's why it's all down in here. Okay, chakra five. What do you need to ask for from your ex at this point? What do you need? Who do you need to talk to? Who do you need help from? It's really good that you came here for the session today because you're getting help coming back into balance and, you know, feeling strong enough to be able to handle it. But there's going to be people you need to communicate with. How do you need to communicate this?
Well, I have to do a little work to manage my embarrassment about the fact that this is happening. But then I feel like I actually have a lot of resources in my life that I can sort of marshal the troops, you know.
Who can support you in this?
My parents and my therapist and my house cleaner. And, you know, it's my friends and, you know, I have a really big support network.
Good.
So it's really good. That's really good.
How many of them have you tapped so far?
I hit the panic button and I got a lot of response.
Good. So notice, that's why she doesn't have any fifth chakra pain right now. Okay, there's nothing happening in there. If she weren't talking, she'd be having sore throats. She'd be having, you know, if she weren't telling anybody about the divorce, she'd be having trouble. But she's clearly, so we're not going to be working on that chakra. We might do some heart work with the third chakra, but we're not doing fifth chakra so far or anything on the way up. Okay, and now we're moving up to the sixth chakra. How do you see this playing out? So now we're going to ask her what she's seeing. What's the vision of herself in this situation? How do you see this playing out?
Well, since it's not my first rodeo, yeah. I kind of see how it's going to go, and I think that it will be fairly amicable. You know, it'll be a difficult adjustment period, but I'm confident that it's the right thing to do for me and for everybody in the long run.
Okay.
So I think it'll be okay.
Okay. Can you see in the long run that your children are going to be better off for this?
Yeah, definitely, which is why I did it.
Okay. So now, even though down here, her in survival... In survival, her lower chakras are like, you know, I got to protect the kids. You want to find out, is she able to actually look in the future, in the sixth chakra, and what do you see in the future? How do you see it? So you're asking, is she safe up there? So she's not having a problem seeing this through. You know, there's, and now certainly some people are just going to go, I see nowhere this is going to go, and you're going to go after work, you know, reconstruction on a sixth chakra right there. You know, it's a total dead end. I still don't see anything. But she's... Because of her experience, and so now you're moving up, and the seventh chakra, are what you're looking for there is just how many options is she going? And she's already said she's got multiple people she's talking to, and you just want to make sure that you're like how open are you to all the possibilities?
Well, I feel incredible, like weird spinning in my seventh chakra with a lot of vertigo, and I think that's contributing to the queasy feeling that I have. So I feel really like literally like I have the spins.
Okay. All right. So now we know in the seventh chakra there's chaos. Right. So even though down here, even in five and six, she's like, I got this. I'm good. I'm talking. I'm this. Seventh chakra reveals, you know, when she says, you know, I'm feeling this up here. This is a spinny thing. You know that someone who's disoriented in the seventh chakra is like, there's just, I have no idea what's going to happen here. And so it's like, right then you want to put them on the table. It's like, okay, that's great. Would you like to, you know, do you have anything else that you really want to work on? So we've got your stomach and your lower back, and you've got your head, and you go back to the body because that's really what they think they're there for.
My feet are totally like cramping. They've been like in cramp mode since this began to happen.
Okay, good.
I feel like it's connected to the spinny thing that I'm having.
Good. And then when you tell them when they get on the table, just make sure you say, if anything else starts hurting or becomes present, just let me know. So you want to know if you start working on one thing, if something else pops up. Okay? Yeah.
When they first come in, you're doing your medical history, you know, you're doing your history or your intake form first, and then you're doing, like, you're tying it together. Like,
yeah. I mean, if you have a medical intake form, use that. I highly recommend it. Often I just would use a release form and just do the verbal because sometimes people lie. You know, you need, if you have a medical intake form, if you're using one, you know, make sure you ask these questions anyway. Don't assume that what they're saying, you can go to where the points are. So they're answering the first chakra questions on the intake form. But you really want to know how they're emotionally connected to it. What the person, you know, how their ego is being affected by this. Is everybody with me on this? And then the healing just begins with Lisa lays down, and you're just going to do muscle testing on those chakras. So we know we have a second, third, and seventh chakra issue here, right? All right. So I'm just going to ask what chakras does the second chakra need to connect to? So is it one? Yes. Two. No, it's fine there. Three. Yes. Four. Yes. Five. No. Six. No. Seven. Yeah, so we got all of our problem chakras. So already I know this is central to the whole system. So everything that's a problem here, showed up in the second chakra. So now let's try the third chakra. What does it need to connect to? One. Yes. Two. No. Three. Yes. Four. Yes. Five. No. Six. No. Seven. No. So it didn't really care, but it really cared about one and four. So one, three, right, one itself and four. So now I know, and you don't have to do all three, you know, you could just take two, that's plenty to work with. So we've got a second chakra that needs to really feel, she needs to feel. So she's a person who has to feel this issue. Her second chakra connected to all the issue areas. Third chakra needed to feel grounded, that she has that life is safe. Okay, she needed a sense of individuality, and she needed to, there was some issue with the heart, and we know with team players, the heart is given away, is the self is actually a slave to the rules around taking care of others. So we know that as a team player, that naturally comes up for team players. And then you're going to do your healing. You know, and she said that her feet were bad, so I would probably, if we had, you know, an hour or 45 minutes or something to do a healing, or, you know, let's say, you know, you take 40 minutes to do a healing, or even just a half an hour, you're going to spend 10 minutes on her feet. Just, you know, because she is, as much as she's present and solid and able to deal with these things, the reality is that she's in major crisis. The seventh chakra is in chaos. Okay, she needs to get ground. She needs to be in here. Her feet hurt because she is in total chaos and total denial. But you don't tell her that, you know, except for when she's your partner. And then I tell her all the time. All right. So does everybody understand? And you're just going to do a chakra balance all the way up, but you're going to really make sure that you take that second chakra and really connect it to the first chakra, and then you're going to connect it to three. Okay? And then that was going up. It just, did we go to four with it?
Yeah.
And it was 4-2, right? So it was 4 and then 7. So you're going to connect 2 to all of those areas where it has to be connected. Do the third chakra, same way. And then you just finish you're just going to go up all the way through, knowing that the seventh is going to be wacky until these guys figure it out down here. Until these balance, this is going to stay out of control. So we don't really need to go here because her issues are down here. That's why we do this work. You need to solve the lower chakra issues before the upper chakra issues have a place to live. Understand?
Cool.
See how that works? It's just, you're just looking and you'll see them. You literally see, oh my God, there's the issue. Okay, so pair off. Get your chakras. Do some muscle testing on them. Give them a chakra balance with that intention. Okay? Go to it. Thank you.
So good. So glad I could provide you with a really juicy subject.
Well, we said there might be an opportunity to.